is Free Talk Live. You can bring us whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll free. And this is the first edition of Free Talk Live for the year 2013. Welcome. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you in studio, it's Ian.
So happy to be here, Johnny Ray.
And Mark Edge.
Indeed. And of course, it is a new year, which means a lot of people are inevitably putting together their list of New Year's resolutions. If you have any with that you'd like to share with us, you're certainly welcome to do that. Share with the listening audience.
And I started to think about some of my own, but I haven't actually begun.
You haven't begun to think further, or begun to write them down. Or?
Actually, there's a couple that I have thought of, and I've considered trying to make some progress in certain areas, but I'm not ready to talk about them on nationally syndicated radio.
I would like to spend less time on Facebook, but I don't know how to start. I'm not sure what to do about that, because I always have excuses.
How much time do you spend on Facebook?
I don't know. I'm afraid to try to figure that out.
Mark, how much time do you spend on Facebook?
Way too much, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's way too much. I know that it's too much, and I've known it's been a problem for a while, but it's always reinforced. It's not a totally bad habit. You know, it's not like having an addiction to some sort of a drug where, you know, you're not getting anything out of it. You're just doing it just to maintain your addiction. Maybe you got something out of it in the beginning, but now you're no longer getting anything out of it. You know, every now and then I'm on there and I'll see some really killer, you know, show prep. Oh, yeah, man, I might not have seen this if I hadn't been on Facebook, scrolling down and scrolling down and scrolling down, as I tend to do. And
Facebook helps me with the list that I'm working on right now, which is still the one left over from Christmas. I'm working on the who's naughty, who's nice list, and I get a lot more satisfaction out of that one.
What does that mean?
Yeah, tell me more.
Well, I mean, you know, who's naughty and who's nice.
Like among Facebook users?
Just people in general.
People in the world.
Yep, I'm categorizing people as naughty or nice.
So, anyway.
You're kidding, right? You're not really doing
no,
that.
No, I just do that in my head all the time. You are on the edge. You're teetering on the brink of.
I know which list Ian's on.
Ian, I have absolved Ian of culpability of being naughty because he can't help it. He's mentally ill, and so he's in another list.
Okay. So share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, if you've got any advice for me as to how to cut back, because I can't quit. I mean, I could quit, but then it wouldn't be fair, because then it'd be like forcing you to handle all the, you know, business responsibilities. There's business on Facebook, right?
Because there is.
Everybody who's in business is supposed to be on Facebook. I mean, everywhere you go, find us on Facebook. I was just at a little Italian restaurant down in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Went out and did some shopping today and went to a little Italian place afterwards. And, you know, as we're walking up, it's just one of those kind of shopping center Italian restaurants, and find us on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook, so Free Talk Live has to be on Facebook. It would be foolish for us to not be on Facebook. It would be foolish for us to not be on Twitter. And so for me to just walk away from that and say, oh, well, I'll just have Brad Jardis or, you know, Johnny Ray or somebody else, you know, take care of that for me, that's not appropriate. I can't do that.
No,
I've got
it's not
to spend
fair
time there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian, so, Fitchburg's a good hour away. Could you not find the stores you were looking for closer?
There was actually a Barnes & Noble gift certificate that Julia was given, so we went down there and kind of made a little shopping trip.
I see.
The bookstores, it was weird kind of being in a bookstore again. I don't remember the last time.
Oh, man, I love going into those big bookstores, going to your favorite section and just looking at all the books, pulling them out, reading the back.
It can be fun. I mean, we didn't have the whole lot of time to spend in there. It just, for me, it was like, you know, a little nostalgic. Seeing magazines again, boy. Uh-huh. That's a really unusual experience these days. And, of course, now they've turned into an electronics dealer. The first thing you see when you walk in is they're displaying their Nook, their competitor to Amazon's
Fire,
whatever
Kindle.
It's called, Kindle. Yeah.
Kindle Fire.
So it's interesting seeing, you know, the book company now, book dealers now in the electronics business as well.
Well, you know, I mean, if you want to carry around a bunch of books with you, there's no better way to do it than one of those little reader deals.
The times, they are a-changing. Of course, the book industry has been suffering for quite a while, and you know, Barnes & Noble is still in business, but it was Borders that went out of business. I think it was last year, if not late 2011. I'm not sure which time.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, they went out. I think it was last year. Anyway, they went out of business.
It
shut
would
down
seem
the whole
foolish
store.
To go out of business before Christmas.
I guess. I think they just had to go when they had to go. You know, you don't really get to plan your liquidation. Once you're done, you're done. But in other news about old media, Manassas News and Messenger has printed their final edition. The Manassas News and Messenger is no more, according to WTOP and the D.C. area. The paper printed its final edition after 143 years of covering Prince William County, Manassas, and Manassas Park on Sunday. The paper's parent company, the Warren Buffett-owned World Media Enterprises, decided to close the paper and its website in November, saying that the paper was losing money, was in a competitive news market, and, quote, had a tough time finding the sense of community that a community newspaper needs to prosper, end quote. They purchased the paper as well as several others from Media General in June. So they bought the paper,
then
literally months later, from June to November, decided to shut it down.
Wow. And Warren Buffett's supposed to be the financial genius out there. I'm not saying he's not, but I mean...
Well, you don't get to the top by not making mistakes, right?
Yeah, everybody's got to make mistakes, I guess.
All the employees have lost their jobs, and 72 other jobs have been cut in the company as a whole. So the larger owner also cut jobs as well.
Yeah, notice Warren Buffett does not maintain businesses that do not make money, like the government. You know, he advocates for all these government programs, but won't maintain a business to mm-hmm. keep his employees going that loses money, like the government does.
Now, this is interesting. Two local weekly print newspapers were created within weeks of the announced closing to fill the void left by the News and Messenger.
I'm telling you that the weekly model works. The weekly model is this. They don't charge you for it. People don't want to have to pay for news anymore. And
right.
They do like...
Especially some crappy, thin, downsized newspaper that now costs three times what a decent paper used to a decade ago.
It just
wants to do that.
People like the experience of having a newspaper, I think.
Some people do.
If you want the high school wrestling scores daily basis, then you got to have the paper, I think.
I like having a paper in my hands. I don't like it enough to go and put money in a machine and purchase it. Like, I miss having my paper onion. I love that thing, and I don't ever go to the Onion's website on my own unless, you know, I happen to see an article on Facebook that someone posted. It's not in my habit to go and check the Onion's website and see what their stories are for this week, but I would read through that entire newspaper.
Yeah.
I actually had the actual print version of it.
And so, you know, I mean, these weeklies are going to fill that void with advertising. This is the problem, is the dailies, you know, have this thing in their mind about how dailies work. And here's how dailies work. They go out of business. Okay? So what we need
is... The Nashua Telegraph's up for sale.
You're going to have to do one of two things. You're going to have to do something different than the dailies do, or you're going to go out of business. Those are your choices.
What was the paper in Claremont? The Eagle or the Tribune?
The Eagle Times. Now, that was the one that they actually were going out of business and
the state
somehow
bought it or something.
Rescued them. I don't know if the state still owns it. I think they might have
something happened.
Pawned it off. But yeah, that was disturbing when that happened. Didn't expect that to happen up here. So, you know, there's that kind of news about media, old media, struggling. It's always fascinating to see that happen, to see this, you know, 143 years. That's a long time to run a business, to have something like that go under.
But, you know, when your business plan doesn't work anymore, it doesn't work anymore.
And
all the arguing in the world isn't going to save the blacksmiths and the farriers.
Right, and they show a picture of the final edition in one of their boxes on the streets here in this WTOP story. And, indeed, it's one of those papers that had cut down its size.
Sure.
So they'd already gone through the downsizing portion and left, oh, God, what do we do to stay afloat? Let's use less paper and shrink the size of the paper and see if we can stay alive that way using our old business
Give
model.
Give it away.
No longer works.
A Nintendo Power, their last print.
Oh, wow.
They're out of print now. They're online only.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, we've talked about the past and old media. Let's talk about the future. It looks like Google has apparently hired Ray Kurzweil. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you in life. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on our site. They include listening options, live streams. We've got three different sizes. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our streams, and they're available to you 24 hours a day. So if you, it's 3 in the morning, you want to listen to Free Talk Live, just click and tune in. Of course, you can also grab us via podcast, direct download the archives. You can listen on over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast, as well as satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard on two different channels throughout the week, plus our free-to-air KU band channel up on Galaxy 19 across all of North America. The listen lines allow you to tune in via your phone, via long distance on your phone, and the webcam as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. Jason Osborne, one of the principals over there at SACL CAI, has been a listener of Free Talk Live for a very long time, and he supports the ideas of liberty and there consequently supports Free Talk Live, thinking it's one of the best ways to spread those ideas. And so if you've got a business, try out SACL CAI. See if they can handle accounts receivable for you.
You know, a little bit here and there over the course of the years of doing this show, we've talked about the future and what it is that seems inevitable for humans, and that is, as some futurists like Ray Kurzweil have predicted, the idea of the singularity, the fusing together of humans and robotic technology and computers. And
I don't think it's exactly the fusing together of humans and robots. I think it's when we all become the single consciousness is when the single singularity.
Is that the definition of
it? Because
we were arguing about this last night at the New Year's Eve.
If so, the singularity is already here. Because I was watching on 60 Minutes last night, they've hooked up some people to robotic arms. They're moving around robot parts. So, if it's just the fusing of humans and robots,
I had heard that the definition was that once computing power can exceed the power of the brain, that is the point at which the singularity has been reached. Because
are you
then
claiming
the
computing power can't exceed the power of the human brain?
Because then the computers can then upgrade themselves. The computers then would no longer need humans at that point
to see how they would quantify, because at this point we don't have an artificial real artificial intelligence in that way that they could do that, but maybe they can to some extent. But I'd say all the computing power in the world is bigger than your brain, wouldn't you?
All the computing power together, I think that I've heard something about it is
bigger
like
than your brain.
That the internet is essentially the equivalent of a human brain.
According to Wikipedia, the technological singularity is the theoretical emergence of superintelligence through technological means. Since the capabilities of such intelligence would be difficult for an unaided human mind to comprehend, the technological singularity is seen as an occurrence beyond which events cannot be predicted.
Proponents, it says here, of the singularity typically state that the intelligence explosion, or an intelligence explosion, where superintelligences design successive generations of increasingly powerful minds might occur very quickly and might not stop until the agent's cognitive abilities greatly surpass that of any human.
So this is, to break this down, basically we create the computer that is, smarter than a human.
Self-aware, able to upgrade itself.
And then that computer creates a computer that is self-aware and bigger and better, and then it just keeps on sort of upgrading and upgrading and upgrading itself until it's this gigantic, super powerful genius mind, right? And once it's able to do that, then who knows? I mean, currently we're limited by human understanding, we're limited by all kinds of things, our lifespan. Just to name a couple of things. So once that occurs, then what is the human race capable of? Are we currently really the larval stage of a machine race?
Well, what's interesting news here, just to move beyond discussing what the singularity is, I think we have a general idea of the concept as to when it is going to have occurred, I think is up to debate to some extent.
Did either of you guys finish the Kurzweil book?
I have never read it. I've only read about him.
I started to read it, but I never finished it. But in the if my comments here, having read a third of the book, are worthy, the introductory material seemed to say that human evolution and societal evolution and our evolution as our civilization has evolved can be plotted on an XY axis. Can be plotted on an XY axis, and you'll see exponential growth as technological advance uses itself and builds on itself. You'll see the curve go kind of straight up.
Sure. Like cars you couldn't create cars without having a lot of technology already. You had to have steel, you had to have wheels, you had to have the combustion engine, you had to have all kinds of things in order to create a car. And that technology built upon itself. And then, you know, these obviously what they call a car in 1911 is something entirely different than what we're calling an automobile today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, these things, you know, the technology to some extent has matured now, but maybe it's going to jump forward in the way with the Google car. Who knows?
Well, have right 3D printers. You can print your own car out.
Yeah.
And Kurzweil is supposing that we are right in the knee of that curve. We're just ready to start going straight up. And the mind-machine interface is certainly part of the singularity. I haven't been able to get from our show tonight and what I've just looked at, exactly a real hard definition of the singularity. It just seems like...
I just remember hearing that it was a point in time at which the machines no longer need us to upgrade themselves. When they reach the point of intelligence to where, you know, version 3.0 of the software is written by the machines, yeah, not by the human handlers.
I don't think that's too far away. But
the artificial intelligence, I don't know if it's quite there yet.
I don't know.
You know, it's too far can mean anything, right?
Yeah.
And the way that technology increases in such a clip, Moore's Law, of course, is not necessarily a law. It's just an observation, right? But tech gets better really fast. So we could say 10 years. It might be 5. It might be 25. Who knows?
I want to read one of these novels that's written by by software. Have you heard about these?
No.
Yeah. Entire works of fiction have been written by computers.
Like actual readable works of fiction?
Supposedly. I haven't read them.
It's not the Million Monkeys thing.
Not the monkeys. Okay. I'm curious about that. But Inventor...
I just wanted to say, I mean, with you know what I was watching on 60 Minutes from Sunday was people controlling arms, moving around, picking up a robot arm, picking up things.
With their mind?
Feeling things. Yes. With their minds.
Yeah. We are on the cusp of this.
Right, clearly. Right. In the one case, it was a lady had it plugged directly into her brain.
Mm,
she was paralyzed, so you could see her hands. She was, you know, laying in a bed, essentially, with her hands folded on her belly.
Yep.
And she was moving a robot arm that was, you know, just a little bit across the room. And she shook Scott Pelley's hand.
Wow.
And did all kinds of stuff. The next one was a guy who had an amputee who they hooked him right in, took the arm right into the nerves. Luke Skywalker for your
Woo!
Butt here, right? But, so, I mean, he's feeling a ball, and he can feel whether it's soft or hard.
No. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so come back with
We're
more here.
Live forever, man.
They've hired Ray Kurzweil, and we'll talk more about what he wants to do, but this dude's got funding now. He's working for Google as their director of engineering. Coming up, we'll tell you more.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After after a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for news updates over at news.freetalklive.com. We've got email updates, Twitter, Facebook, whatever delivery method is your preference. You can get signed up. All of it is free over at news.freetalklive.com. More coming up about the future. Ray Kurzweil, hired by Google. We'll get to that story and the details about it and what his plans are now that he's working for one of the probably most well-funded, successful organizations known to mankind. Let's talk first to the phone calls. You and your thoughts are welcome. Ron is listening in Richmond to LRN.FM. Hey, Ron.
Hey, I've actually read the book a couple of times and recommended it to people. Age of Spiritual Machines, really good read. What I wanted to comment though was that when Mark mentioned that we're pretty close to the machines becoming self-aware, I don't think it's going to happen as long as we're using a binary coding system. But okay. The advent of quantum computing, which basically uses the stage levels of different electron shells of atoms like chlorine and bromine, that looks very promising because you can have so many different variations as opposed to on and off. You can have multiple, just like the Shades Break kind of thing. You can have a lot of different possibilities as opposed to a yes-no answer.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with quantum binary computing, but I know it is supposed to take computing to the next level, and that they are working on that as we speak, so it's probably coming pretty soon, right?
Yes, well, supposedly we've had some very very good success with very small models, but, you know, nothing that's commercially available probably for the next 10 years. But the what I wanted to also comment on was I was really looking forward to the Indiana technology that discusses, because, you know, with the advent of that, we could basically eradicate not only disease, but death itself through memory encryption, which has to do with the end result of what you were talking about before with the being able to move an arm and feel what the hand touches with your brain. Well, if we can do that all the way up to memory encoding, then why couldn't, you know, eventually we should be able to download ourselves, kind of like this Matrix, whatever.
It's a fascinating idea and really difficult to kind of understand. If consciousness is the product of the brain creates consciousness in order, it's like the operating system for the hardware, then, you know, it's difficult for me to imagine it moving around or whatever, but that's only because it's difficult for me to imagine. I'm not going to claim that I don't believe it. It's just hard for me to imagine consciousness moving from a brain to, I can't imagine teleportation either.
Yeah, that's what it brings to mind for me too, is teleportation.
It's essentially what it would be. I mean,
or is the brain more like the receiving mechanism for consciousness, the interface between consciousness and what we perceive as reality?
I think that's a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah, that's the argument for the uni mind, where we're all basically downloading from a mega consciousness. And there is.
I subscribe to that particular viewpoint.
Okay.
But, I mean, I look at it as consciousness is basically a correlation of your perception. So, and your brain's ability to basically to interpret that data. For example, if you get, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but like vision, we don't actually see what we're seeing. We only intake about 30 to 40% of the actual physical world around us through our eyes. Our brain fills the gaps in. Okay.
Excellent.
So,
is that because of like the macula or what? Whatever, this like blind spots in your eye?
Well, it's not because of that. It's because biology is very efficient. So it's always going to take shortcuts whenever it can.
Yeah.
So it uses, instead of trying to create an ocular system that actually records 100% of all light data coming in, what it does is instead it records bits and parts of it, almost like a like when you're looking at a digital projection on a screen, it gets all, you know, blurry, see the little tubes, right? Well, it's just like that, but, you know, your brain does a very good job of filling in gaps, so that way you don't notice any kind of distortion. So there's a lot of evidence to show that that's how our eyes actually work. They've actually known that since the 1800s.
Hmm.
That's actually not new evidence. But the consciousness is the, from my perspective, consciousness is basically our ability to decode the information from our perceptions, from our senses.
So Kurzweil says that we could. Now Kurzweil says that we could have something like the virtual immortality in 35 years or something like that.
Yeah, he's always Kurzweil's always been off. I've always said double whatever he says when it comes to years, because I've read a couple of his books, and, you know, going back to the 70s, and he's always kind of on point when it comes to the general idea of something, but his timelines are always, he's never accurate about timelines.
But let me ask you this.
He's just one guy, right?
Right. I mean, you know, and absolutely, he's right or he's wrong. But, you know, what I saw today was very moving for me. I've got to say, I've repeated it 3 times on the air now. But I saw a person moving a robotic arm with their mind, and to me, that says that, you know, I mean, in 5 years, if they can move an arm now, in 5 years, they can create a body. And if they can create a body, then they can stick a brain on it and, you know, put it in a little jar and stick it on a body, and you've suddenly got robot people. And
those
robot people could last a lot longer.
Years.
What's that?
Not in 5 years. He talks about the nanoswarm in his book, okay? You really got to read the book and finish it. The nanoswarm, basically, you know what a nanite is, right? The microscopic robot. Okay?
Sure.
Well, he's talking about these amorphous nanoswarms that basically they don't really have a form or shape or function until they're given the program to do so.
Right.
So, say you're in New York and you step into a teleporter, okay, so to speak.
Right.
And it literally disintegrates you down to all your basic information, and all that information is transported over to, say, Paris. And in Paris, there is a pod that receives all your information, and it programs 3 billion, 5 billion, or however many it takes, nanobots to basically become your blood cells, your brain stem, your eyes, you know, everything. And it reforms you, and you're not actually flesh anymore. You are a nanobot construction who has every single memory that you had up until the second you were disintegrated in New York. And that's where he's talking about immortality of the mind.
It's a fascinating idea, but why would I want a flawed human body at that point? I mean,
exactly.
I don't want the same body. I want one that's thinner, for one.
That's
secondly,
looking at immortality. We're looking at when man and machine merge, we become one. We become a new species, basically, and we will become immortal. And we won't even, and it won't just be like it is now. It would be like different levels of consciousness. Like you would be able to. You'd be able to be having this conversation here while at the same time walking through a field of flowers because you like that scenery. Say like a picture of Monet, you create that in your mind and you can walk it. You'd be browsing a website or what equates to the web at that time, which would be probably much more interactive, more like Sims or something like that. You could be doing 5 or 6 different things at the same exact time and living in multiple realities at the same time, not just in your physical shell where you're looking at right now.
Sounds exciting to me.
Is that the last time anybody's ever going to have sex?
No, I mean,
at that point, why would two humans get together and do that?
Because it's fun.
Oh, it'll probably be a lot more fun when you can create whatever partner you want.
Hey, Ron, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts on this matter tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and the expertise. 855-450-FREE. Ray Kurzweil has been hired by Google as their director of engineering. We'll talk more about his vision, what it is that he's hoping to achieve while working with Google. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Apparently he wants to bring his dad back to life. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but...
Fascinating.
Would be interesting.
I'd like him to do it, too.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves here, and you can bring up anything that you like as well. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/learner for complete disclosure.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have awaiting you there. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like this program and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. And it was, you know, like I said earlier, I was in a bookstore for the first time in recent memory today and was standing in the line. And I, you know, pointed out to Julia at that time, you know, we wouldn't have to stand in the line if we were using Amazon. And you know, Amazon's great. You can go and get all kinds of stuff, from books to DVDs to video games to baby clothes. I mean, you name it, man. They've got camping supplies. They've got all kinds of categories. And you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into the right Amazon for you. There's one for the UK, one for Canada and the US. And then at that point, you'll be having your normal Amazon shopping experience that we'll get a cut of. I mean, so Amazon doesn't keep all the money when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. If you just go to amazon.com, they're going to keep all the money that they make. But if
yes,
you go through shop.freetalklive.com, they're going to cut a portion of the sale to us.
And they got everything there. You get your
Seems
whole
like
wonderful
it.
Amazon experience with Super Saver shipping. And
free Super Saver shipping in a lot of cases, which is always a great deal. Even used items as well. So if you want to save a few extra bucks, I just got a PlayStation 3 game a couple weeks ago that I, you know, saved $10 on because I went with the used option.
What game did you get?
Transformers. PlayStation. Transformers War for Cybertron, I think it was. Got good reviews. I'm a fan. All right, so 855-453. Let's go to Brutus. He's listening in Dallas, and then more about the future here in moments. Brutus, you're tuned to LRN.FM online. Hello.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
I see a very bright future for me.
Okay.
A future where law-abiding citizens are disarmed. It's going to be great for business. If you don't already know, I'm involved in all types of criminal activities, ranging from petty robbery, purse snatching, strong-arm robbery, and then, of course, if it's been a slow week, I might throw a home invasion in there.
Hmm.
So,
well,
everybody,
so you're excited,
you know,
about 2013. You're excited about the prospects for gun bans and such.
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, just imagine this, guys. When I'm getting ready to throw a patio chair through a plate glass window and enter somebody's home while they're sitting in the living room, I mean, I break out in a cold sweat wondering if that guy's got a pistol underneath the couch cushion.
It's a good question.
But now you will be able to rest easy because most people will be obedient, law-abiding folks and turn in their weapons. And every now and then you might run across somebody that's still retained their firearms and done so illegally.
But they'll go to prison if they use them.
Right, but you'll feel a lot safer breaking and entering and robbing folks.
Exactly. You know, everybody talks about, oh, there's going to be all kinds of home invasions and your wife's going to get raped after she's tied up. You know, just because I'm a home invader doesn't mean I'm a rapist. Now, if a woman starts that business like, oh, please don't hurt him while I'm pistol whipping her husband, or she gets lippy, or, you know, if she's hot, you know, then maybe she might get a raping, but that's not my standard operating.
So wait a minute. So you would have a gun, but the people in the house wouldn't?
Yeah.
So you're going to turn your
criminal.
You're not going to turn your gun in then, is what you're saying.
Oh, no way, man. No way.
Brutus, I hope you have a happy new year. Try to find a new, lifestyle. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. A little bit of satire there, I guess. I thought that was creative.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So, Ray Kurzweil has been hired by Google. The futurist has stepped into the role. This is from HuffingtonPost.com, of Director of Engineering at Google, focusing on machine learning and language processing. He says that he's hoping to develop ways for humans to live forever, and while he's at it, bring back his dead father. There's a lot of suffering in this world, Kurzweil once said. According to Bloomberg, some of it can be overcome if we have the right solutions. Since his father's death in 1970, Kurzweil has stored his keepsakes in hopes that the data will one day be fed into a computer capable of creating a virtual version of him, according to Bloomberg.
So like some DNA or something like that?
Not made clear exactly what it is that he's kept, but he's got some stuff. Interestingly, one of his novels lays out just how humans might transcend biology. According to TechCrunch, his controversial theories are rooted in the idea of technological singularity, a time when humans and machines sync up to the point of nearly limitless advancement.
So it seems to me that there's three kind of inventions here that are important, that are sort of, you know, that would be really societally changing. If death was eliminated, if consciousnesses could continue over time,
mm-hmm.
I think that you would, you know, obviously that's, imagine for a second people, rather than, you know, being, you know, brought out of their career by retirement or death or whatever, they would continue on, they would be.
Right, because it can suck, you know, if you've got somebody who is the master, right, mm-hmm. someone who is trying to communicate all that they know to the next generation before they pass on. You don't have to do that. You know, you can just keep learning and keep adding to whatever it is you're creating.
Sure.
You don't have to worry that the next person in line is going to drop the ball.
Absolutely. Imagine
a lot for
Mozart was still alive. You know, how many great things he would have created or whatever. I don't know. But you know, that part's fascinating. The idea of unlimited energy. Now, after people could live forever, you could of course create all kinds of things, but it seems like unlimited energy and sort of unlimited things in the area of 3D printers, which are devices that can basically print anything out of kind of different materials, metal mm-hmm. and plastics and things like that.
What happens when they start putting nanomachines in 3D printers?
Well, I think the nanomachines can probably create their own cars and stuff like that. It just seems like that's a little farther down the pipe mm-hmm. than 3D printers, which are creating things right now. I mean, I've seen a person use an adjustable wrench that came right out of a 3D printer. Mm-hmm. A person use a pistol that actually fired four shots, not one, out of a 3D printer.
So like a hard plastic wrench? Because it's only plastic that you can print out of these things, right?
Sure, but I mean, so how many things in your house right now, if you had a 3D printer that would both create the things you needed in, you know, a matter of minutes or hours, and would eliminate the things that you didn't need. Imagine how much garbage you're throwing away. These things would just sort of use that material over again.
Mm-hmm.
So you toss the old stuff in. If you needed a come-along in order to take down a tree on your property or something like that, you print the come-along up. But you know, you don't need these tools all the time. I've had
you don't have to drive to the store. You don't have to buy the, you know, like you said, packaging. It wouldn't come in a box. You wouldn't need to throw that away.
Nope.
You wouldn't have to spend the money and the time shipping it anywhere. And
I need to come along, I'll program it in 2 hours ahead of time, and I'll have a come along. You know, it won't take long at all. And I imagine time is something that they'll be able to cut down over time also. When the chainsaw gets dull, I make a new chainsaw. I don't even, you know, I'm not sharpening the blade. I'm not you know, even changing the blade, just making a whole new chainsaw. So that's going to be a fascinating aspect, and I don't know when that's coming around either, but currently we can see things that are printed with 3D printers.
So the idea about the technological singularity, as you might have guessed, interests Google's co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, and Kurzweil says it could happen as soon as 2030. He told Scientific American, "We're a human-machine civilization, and we create these tools to make ourselves smarter." In his latest book, How to Create a Mind, The Secret of Human Thought Revealed, he writes about wanting to engineer a computerized replica of the human brain. If we understand the brain well enough, he says, we would be better equipped to fix its problems, like mental and neurological illnesses. He imagines a search engine capable of accessing a database of your thoughts stored in the cloud. It would anticipate what people are seeking before they even know. Much of this may sound nearly impossible, but Kurzweil has been spot on about technological forecasts in the past. In 1999, he says, I said that in about a decade we would see technologies such as self-driving cars and mobile phones that could answer your questions, and people criticize these predictions as unrealistic, he said in a statement announcing his position at Google. Fast forward a decade, Google has demonstrated self-driving cars, and people are indeed asking questions of their Android phones. Digital Trends.
And their iPhones, too.
Digital Trends places Kurzweil among the most... He's not working for Apple, Mark.
I understand.
Among the most celebrated...
Thank goodness there's competition in that area.
And recognized innovators over the last four decades. In 1976, several of his innovations converged into the first device that could read printed text out loud for the blind. He was 27 years old at that time. Now the next generation of inventors will learn from him. Google recently allotted more than $250,000 towards his graduate school, Singularity University, according to Bloomberg. After 10 weeks of a curriculum focusing on biotech, robots, and artificial intelligence, students foregoing a traditional degree create their own startups. I'm thrilled, he says, to be teaming up with Google to work on some of the hardest problems in computer science so we can turn the next decade's unrealistic visions into reality, he said in the statement.
It's fascinating.
So, where is this going to lead?
I don't know. Here's one thing that that makes me wonder is what... So currently, innovation is driven to some extent by competition. Once you can create all the things that you need at your house with a little 3D printer that was printed up on a 3D printer that was printed up by your neighbor's 3D printer, which might have been printed up by his neighbor's 3D printer, once you can create whatever you want out of a plastic and metal that's sort of created that way, you don't need nearly as much money. So I would think that people would work less.
Well, the cost of living could go down as a result of that. Certainly possible. Of course, taxes aren't going down, so they'll be going
up. You can create your own boat and live out on the water then.
855-453. I think getting rid of the state is going to be a real critical piece of achieving singularity. We're coming up.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.